The scheme to defraud the government went on for 30 years. During that time, a couple, Johnny and Linda George, claimed that Johnny and the couple's children, including Paul and Christina, were developmentally disabled and required constant care. Back in 1979, Linda said her husband spent his days playing with children's toys and wetting himself. In reality, he was running a used car dealership. The family was able to pull this off by obtaining Social Security numbers under phony names. They would live and work under one name and collect benefits under another. After the children grew up, they continued to file false claims for Social Security and disability benefits. In one instance, Christina George, using the name Cookie Miller, claimed to be providing daily care to an elderly relative she lived 3 hours away from. The family pleaded guilty to fraud and theft and will be sentenced in June. The case is one of a number of disability fraud cases filed by federal prosecutors in Western Washington this year. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.